This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists every week as we repeat the goodness of our programming. You'll find the list at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. The list includes 10 stories and 10 people's names. And Michael Harrison is here right now. Believe it or not, folks, Michael Harrison himself is here to go through the lists which he and his people put together. Can you imagine how fortunate we are to have Michael Harrison in our midst to go through this list? Wow.
You mock me.
What?
I said you mock me.
No! Never in a hundred.
Am I really that wonderful?
You are.
Oh.
Yes, I've checked with Bernadette, and she tells me that every time I talk to her.
I'm sure you wonderful.
Do. Yes.
All right, number 10. We have sports and Aaron Judge's homers.
You know what's so refreshing about this? I'm not a sports fan, but it's so refreshing to see a sports story on the countdown list. That's just like it's manna from heaven.
Well, this is a major deal. I mean,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
Home run records. I mean, the reason it's on the countdown is because it's being talked about beyond sports talk radio.
Right.
It's being talked about on news talk radio, which is the basis upon which we draw this information. Basically, stations that are like the ones that the folks are listening to right now. And that's the case. So it's an interesting story too, because it involves changing mores and drugs and all kinds of things. It's really a juicy story.
Yep.
At number nine, we have race relations, LGBTQ rights, and abortion. All three strung along together under the banner of civil rights. At number eight, COVID-19 and health concerns. At number seven, immigration, and that's tied with concern over fentanyl importation. And that's tied to immigration.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Coming in from Mexico and coming into Mexico from China.
Good God, these people are just trying to...
It's killing people.
Ruining.
It's one of the leading causes of death among people in their early 20s, late teens. Terrible. At number six, crime and violence. At number five, Hurricane Ian, climate change, and the environment. And as we're talking, Hurricane Ian is still a hurricane. It became a tropical storm when it took a trip across Florida, and then it hit the Atlantic Ocean and heading toward South Carolina and points north. Trump legal issues. That's a whole Encyclopedia Britannica.
you could
get a degree in law just following Trump's legal issues at number four. Yeah. Politics and the forthcoming midterm elections at number three. The economy at number two. And number one this week, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with the Baltic Sea gas leak, tied with foreign affairs.
I declare we own that property, even though we don't. The thing about the Russian situation, which is one of the amazing stories of modern times, is how the traffic jams, pretty much every major artery leaving the country, is plugged with people who are trying to get out of Russia before they get conscripted. You saw that the border between Finland and Russia was closed because the Russians are like by the hundreds and thousands going into Finland because they don't, you know, for obvious reasons, want to become cannon fodder. It's pretty amazing, actually, to see what's going on with this.
Yeah, and it's hard to understand it because the news is so sketchy.
The news is bad.
Yeah, it's very hard to, it's really hard to know what it's like on the streets.
What's the hardest, though, Michael, to understand is how Putin still has power in Russia, how he still is in charge. That's more a reflection not only on the Russians themselves, but on the international community. It's disgraceful that this is going on.
Well, it's hard to get somebody out of power when
isn't. You send a bunch of Delta Force guys over with a bunch of guns and you shoot the guy. That's not difficult to do at all. We've done it. The history of our country is loaded with those sort of incidents where you've had enough, or you send the CIA in to bump somebody off. Come on. If they wanted to do it, they would do it. There's something else that is more afoot here. And maybe the cowardly leadership of most countries in the world, maybe that's it. But yeah, if they wanted to get rid of this guy, he'd be long gone. Long gone. And I think it's hard when you read between the lines to not come up with that conclusion. Don't you think?
I understand what you're saying. I don't know whether or not it's that cut and dried.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly would not advocate that.
What, bumping off Putin?
No, I would never advocate that.
Really?
Certainly not publicly. No, I wouldn't publicly advocate bumping off anybody. I mean, maybe in the case of Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Something of that nature. But even that takes us into the realm of where the principles of civility and if there's any rules of war left, diplomacy and international relations, that's where they sort of break down. But when those things start breaking down, it opens the door to a kind of chaos that...
They have broken down and there is chaos.
There is. But the chaos that we have right now could be considered quite minor compared to the potential of the chaos that could follow. But let's just back up a second without debating whether Putin should be bumped off. You asked a provocative question. How is it that somebody like Putin can remain in power? And what we see, you know, when we hear people talking about we've got to protect our democracy, when you don't have a democracy, when that very precious, fragile thing known as freedom and democracy breaks down, and a junta or a cabal or a mob or a dictator gets control of the basic processes of a country, the media, the military, the businesses, the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to unseat that. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Power on that scale is such a nebulous thing.
Yeah.
You know, if they knocked him off, there's nothing saying that those around him who would take over might not be worse.
Yeah.
I just approach it with a little bit more of a measured response. But what you're saying is certainly interesting.
On the minds of some. Well,
yeah.
It's interesting because this week the Epoch Times carried a story about the rumor that the leader of China was under house arrest. Whether, I don't even know if, they said it wasn't true, but how do you know what really to believe? The Chinese government said it wasn't true.
House arrest is something that, you know, you and I are under house arrest. We can't leave our houses right now until the show's over. I mean, what is house arrest?
You're getting
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was very interesting. You said the Epoch Times has run a story about a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The story is that there's a rumor.
Yes.
As opposed to...
Correct.
There's a rumor. That
the story is like social media. That becomes the headline. Social media stories say...
Yeah.
Sources
report.
Yeah. Right.
I could
have made that up and get traction.
No.
I don't like the Chinese leader, so I'll make up a story. He's under our...
Well, that's what goes on. We cherry-pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas.
All right. Well, it's not half-baked, nor is it dumb, but it's...
Well, I mean, come on. You know, I seriously doubt he's under house arrest.
Yes.
I just seriously doubt it.
Now that
we've talked about it, there will be people who say, I heard on the radio.
Did you hear that? Hey,
I heard on the radio Xi Jinping is under house arrest.
Uh-huh.
You know, what do you want to do now? You want the people list, or do you want to talk
sure,
about your nose or something?
No, my nose is fine, thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Bad earlier this week, but I'm glad you were aware of it, and I'm much better now. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 10 on the people list.
Number 10 is Aaron Judge, the aforementioned New York Yankee slugger. I love the word slugger. He's a slugger.
Right.
And then we have a man whose first name I've never known how to pronounce, Hare or Jair. I have connections down in Brazil, and none of them know how to say his name. They just call him Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro, pig! in Portuguese. At number 8, Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz. At number 7, Jerome Powell. I love the race in Pennsylvania. I'm glad I don't live there. John Fetterman versus Dr.
Sad, though. You know,
Oz.
It's very sad because Oz has turned out to not be what you thought he was going to be, what you hoped he would be. And Fetterman is not, you know, who am I to say this, but honestly... I couldn't vote for the guy because he can't do anything. He's incapacitated. So it begs the question, how is this guy the best choice for senator for the Democratic Party? And it isn't about, it's about reality. He's had a stroke. He can't speak. He can't hear. He can't move. So how would that person be able to perform the duties of a senator, even in the modern progressive world in which we live? It's got to be a question, right?
Mm. Frankly, I'm not that up to date on exactly his health at the moment. I haven't seen him speaking. Is he really that incapacitated?
Oz offered to give him some sort of, because he can't hear, and he communicates by writing sometimes, but Oz offered to give him some device that would allow him to hear if they were able to have a debate. But what does that say about the status of, you know, and I'm not trying to sound like I hope I don't sound like a jerk. I just think that it's, how could he serve is the question that I would ask, and I haven't heard a good answer yet from anybody. All right?
I will look into it, and I'll call you later this week and tell you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ron DeSantis is at number 5. He's now asking for help from the government for his state. When he was a congressman, he was against the government helping the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Now he's a governor and he wants help from Biden. Yep. And number 4, Kamala Harris, the greatest vice president we've ever had.
Really?
She's running around the world looking at things through binoculars at the moment.
All right, hold on a second. We have to pause. We'll continue the list in a moment here. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4. Buy 5, get 5. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And this portion of the countdown brought to you by O'Reilly. We could sing a chorus of this, Michael, like we do the Gun Hill Road songs that are here. They capture our attention. This, the O'Reilly jingle does that. As well, your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Do not compromise your visibility with streaks and smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people help you navigate their wide selection. You can find just the right wiper blade there for your car. They'll even install your wiper blades free. See better, drive safer. New wiper blades are at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, Michael, let's sing it together. O'Reilly.
How come you didn't have a real jingle to go with that blurb?
Because James Collins, who's is asleep at the controls in our main studio in Dallas.
That's the actual
untrue, but I will get it next time. I promise.
Okay.
Well, really? I mean, touched upon. Jingles are amazing to me.
They're
the most unnatural thing in the world, and yet they're plausible, and people buy into it, including me.
Yeah.
You know,
well, listen, music and a movie or a television show that has music. Can you imagine in the height of a shootout, the gunfight at the OK Corral, there's somebody in an orchestra playing music while they're shooting at each other?
What a great point you're making. And we accept music. We accept the soundtrack as real when we're watching a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
And the music is a directorial tool to set the scene.
Yeah.
You can tell by the
suspense. Fun.
It's actually plausible. It's so, they call that the suspension of disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
That you give yourself over and you believe things that are absolutely implausible, whether it's listening to a radio station jingle, like, where do these people come from? Why are they singing call letters?
Yeah. why are they singing the theme to the talk radio countdown?
Yeah, who are these people? Where do you keep them? I've never seen them. And who's that guy that goes talking about the topics from coast to coast? Where'd you get that guy?
That's Ben Parker. He does a lot of voiceover work, and you can hear him on lots of commercials and actually following lots of jingles just like that. The Talk Radio Countdown! And then, you're right. We got it. Okay, can we get back to the people list? Because we didn't finish it. We were on the lovely and talented Kamala Harris.
Is number four. Yeah. And basically,
she's declared that the Koreans are our best friend.
She's somewhere there doing that.
Yes.
And at number three, Donald Trump. At number two, Vladimir Putin. I don't know. Donald Trump has an interesting way of getting through.
Oh, yeah.
He's a character, man. Pretty amazing.
It is.
Number one is Joe Biden.
All right. So with Trump, number three on the list, and you know his number four on the story list, number three on the people list. So he requested that a judge appoint a special master in the probe into his hoarding of government documents. And apparently, although it looked like he won that battle for a while, apparently that's short-lived because now there's another judge who says something else. This is a stalling tactic, and he's very good at that. I mean, this guy, you got to hear this guy talk about Teflon. Woo! Wow. Huh?
It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be a big backfire, but, you know, he'll come out with, it'll be, then there's something else that he'll come up with. It's like he must lay awake at night coming up with these things, and they seem to work, at least for a while. More coming up, as you know, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden Friday gave his first on-camera reaction to Russian President Vladimir Putin's annexation of some Ukrainian territory, saying that his actions are a sign that he is, quote, struggling, and that the U.S. will never recognize that action. Hurricane Ian now making landfall in South Carolina like Florida. Authorities in South Carolina urging those in Ian's path to obey directives and evacuate if necessary. FEMA's Ann Bink Friday afternoon warning residents in other states should prepare for the worst. The NFL community was quick to question the Miami Dolphins for letting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa take the field for Thursday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. 4 days earlier, Tagovailoa appeared to have suffered a head injury after taking a big hit against the Buffalo Bills, but he returned to that game just a few series later. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the charts for the week of September 26th and 30th. Michael is also, for those of you who are thinking, well, I've heard him before somewhere else, what's he doing? He has a very popular song called Idiots, and it's being played on lots of radio stations around the country because it has a home in the hearts and minds of most of us.
It's a tribute to the dumbing down of America.
Oh, my God, isn't that amazing? Unbelievable. Yep.
Idiocy is on the rise.
It really is, and it's laughable, but yet it isn't laughable.
Right.
Now, the cause of many of the demise of great civilizations comes from lack of education. You'll be happy to know that in part this program is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Michael has a small business. I do. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. Easy to use mobile apps. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com or just at Progressive.com. Good to know. That sort of thing. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the list, I wanted to spend some more time on number three, Michael, if we could. We went through the people list, right? Did we finish that? Yeah, we did finish that. Hmm. Okay, I want to make sure I haven't left anything, no stone unturned. The parent company of Facebook has announced it's removed two covert operations stemming from China and Russia that are focused on U.S. domestic politics and the midterm elections. Can you imagine what have we created with the Chinese? The fake Chinese accounts that are meddling in our midterm election. We have all kinds of things going on that are just bad for our country that originated with the Chinese, and we blame them
But do we really blame? Should we be blaming them? Should we be involved in blame at all? Do we fix the problem? Is greed the problem? Is human nature the problem? But, you know, if there's a problem with the Chinese and all of the things that we are dealing with now that we've kind of turned everything over to them in terms of manufacturing, it's really, I ask myself, because I was criticized by someone when I used the term greed, Michael. A few weeks ago, I was talking to the audience of whatever program I was doing at the time.
What language was this one in?
This was in English, thanks very much. Yeah. So anyway, the idea of greed and what motivated our companies to go to China in the first place, the Chinese government made it easy for us to go and have things made there. And we were happy to do it because we could make more money, bring more to the bottom line, because that's what the job is of CEOs of companies. They're supposed to bring profits to the stockholders, right? So how could that be wrong?
Right.
And yet, look at it, what we have. Right? I mean, look at it. Look at the Facebook thing. By the way, did you see that Zuckerberg has fallen to have half of the wealth? The Forbes list this week shows him losing half of his wealth since last year.
I think we should put together one of those charity things for him.
Right. GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. I could think of the words.
Yeah, right. It's only worth $80 billion now or some other foolish thing. All right. So anyway, but the Chinese thing, do I overstate or do you think this, other talk
is the same? Well, I find it very interesting how all of a sudden now with the Russia-Ukraine war, how a problem with China is no longer as big a deal as our problem with Russia. So a lot of it depends on what you focus on and what you want to worry about. The China problem is a problem that we share with China.
Mm-hmm.
Both the U.S. and China are so dependent on each other
for both
of their economies that there's a partnership in this frenemyship.
What a great word. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't make the word up, frenemy, but it's applicable to this.
Yeah.
And it requires honesty. I mean, many Americans are supporting China because they feel that support results in them being supported.
Mm-hmm.
They get products that they think are cheaper. Their companies are making more money, that they're invested in the stock market. It's complicated.
Yeah, it is.
China is not an enemy where we hereby declare we own that land. Mm-hmm.
Russians.
The Russians are sort of like a 20th century throwback, even though they are very dangerous in the cybersphere,
as you just
talked about.
Yeah.
The Chinese are like 22nd century warfare. It's like, okay. The difference between Russia and China is profound. And the world is far more, it's more dangerous than we realize, but it's dangerous for reasons that the average person, including yours truly, don't fully understand.
Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us do. And that's part of the problem. We're not doing a good job of educating youngsters in school as to international relations. The school systems in this country has just fallen flat, and we still keep paying, throw more money at it, because that fixes everything, and it doesn't fix anything. Frankly, it doesn't fix anything, as we can easily see by the results of throwing more money at the educational system, and the youngsters are doing worse on their tests. And that's not a blanket statement. A lot of youngsters are doing well because they're motivated, but the problem with education, as it is maybe with life, is motivation. We take the motivation out of life by making it easy for you to do nothing and make a living and survive.
Well, that's part of it is how we raise our children.
Yeah.
But it's interesting in terms of students. Some of the best students in America are from China.
Yeah. Right. Watch if you watch, we were kidding about Jeopardy, but if you look, there's a college, I think, version of Jeopardy, and there isn't one American name on the dais. It's always a Chinese kid, an Indian kid, and somebody from Brazil. That's it.
Do you think maybe that's because the people that book Jeopardy are trying to be politically correct, or that
possible.
Those kids are smarter than.
I think in part it's a little of both. Maybe. Might be a little bit of both.
You always have to wonder what the motivation is for the things that appear to be symbolic of reality.
Yeah, that's very true. You're such an astute observer. That's good.
Well, that's my job.
Important. All right, exactly. Yeah. It's important.
I mean, other than that, I'm boring and dumb.
I don't think either of those two things is true, but we'll take that under consideration.
I don't take myself too seriously. I appreciate your nice comments, but the fact of the matter is, I'm very lucky to have the career that I do, and believe me, there are many people that
are we all. When you think about it, think about it.
Yeah,
what do we do for a living? We're creating nothing out of thin air. You can't see what we do. You can hear it, but you can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't touch it. It's just noise. Right?
No, I'm not going to say that. I will entertain. I will be the backboard upon which you can throw that pickleball.
Okay.
I am not going to necessarily agree with it, but I see it as a valid idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But I mean, there is such a thing called intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
Words have meaning.
Yes.
There is worth to this type of creativity. It's just that if you're doing something, whether you're a farmer or you're a broadcaster, if you're doing something that you enjoy or that you feel has a purpose and people rely
it's
on
life worth living. It does.
Then it's different than punching a card, working for the man, and living your life in terms of looking forward to the weekend.
Yep. Ah, what an awful way to live. Okay, number two this week, the economy. The Senate voting to try to figure out how to fund the government yet again. How many times have we talked about this over the last 20, 25 years? There's not been a budget for decades. And they keep kicking the can down the road, which shows you how completely inept these people are. Yes? Is that the discussion?
Or inept the voters are that put them in power, inept the media is that doesn't hold their feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or inept we all are in thinking that it really matters. How do we have good times and bad times within times that have the same problems in terms of the dollar and the future of the economy?
Yeah.
How is it that we get deeper and deeper into trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt that ultimately will destroy us in some hypothetical fashion, and yet we have, oh, this is a great year. Oh, that was a bad year.
Right.
Oh, this is a great 3 months. How do you put those two together in your puny little human brain?
Yep. Hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rand Paul, some people say he's the savior of this. Joe Manchin, he's the savior. Chuck Schumer, he's the savior. Who in the world knows who the savior is? Bernie Sanders was happy this week. He said that the vote was a victory for the survival of the planet.
The planet's going to survive. What we have to be concerned about is the human race.
Yes.
That is a mistake. We have to save the Earth. No. We have to save humans. The Earth will do very well with us or without us.
Billions, hundreds of billions of years, and it's still cooking away. It's doing a fine job. All right, in a moment we talk about what Michael is doing with the asset he has in the MH interview series. Let me help you understand what it will take to keep you safe, sound, secure, and healthy. And it's pretty simple. All you have to do is go to the website, toploss.com, and follow the bouncing ball of info about Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula that specializes in helping you keep the weight off once you lose it. There are all kinds of daily deals that you can find as well, ways for you promotionally to get a hold of Calitrin, use it, help yourself, help your family, help your friends. You can do all kinds of things, crash diets, operations, that sort of thing. Then you got to keep it off. Keep the weight off. Calitrin's a proven way to do that. No side effects. So go to toploss.com, the website, as I say. Use the discount code Doug. Get free shipping. And also, whatever their deal is, 90 days free at the moment. Check it out. Lose the weight. Be safe at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People list now from talkers for the week of September 26th to the 30th. There are two lists published.
and available at gooddayshow.com every week and talkers.com. On the people list, Aaron Judge comes in at number 10 because of all his home run activity. Yarabalasano, I'm not sure if that's the right way to pronounce it, but it's got to be close, at number 9. Mitch McConnell at number 8. Jerome Powell is 7. John Fetterman and Dr. Oz tied again for 6th place, thanks to what's going on in, look at all these politicians involved in the list this week. That's the Pennsylvania election. Ron DeSantis is 5. Kamala Harris is 4. Donald Trump is 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And Joe, he's the president resident, that's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the list. Did a lot of traveling this week, talking about various new initiatives. So that's something to talk about, and that's the situation here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, yeah, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let me give you the exclusive story list, the count, 1 to 10. There are always 10 stories coming from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can see them, the list published at gooddayshow.com, also talkers.com. At number 10, the Aaron Judge home run situation. Whoopee for him, right? So 10 is a focus on sports. Race relations, that sort of thing. Our how we get along discussion is number 9. COVID is 8. Immigration is 7. Crime, violence, number 6. The hurricane is 5. Trump and his legal issues are 4. The election process, the amount of money being spent on politics. Actually, that could be wrapped into 2, because 2 is about the economy. The advertising business is a pretty good place to be at the moment if you're able to take care of some political clients. Number 1 is the war between the Russians and Ukraine. That's the story list from Talkers. All right, let's get to the interview with Glenn Beck this week,
yeah,
at MHInterview.com. What did he tell you you didn't know?
He told me things that he thinks that I didn't know he thought. I don't know if he told me anything I don't know, but, you know, it was very interesting. It's a great conversation. Beck is
a very interesting guy.
Oh, yeah. And when you get him in a situation where he's the guest and not the host, you can get the best out of him. And I
can't control him. He can't control the situation, so it's
he's a showman.
He
answered all my questions very honestly and directly. And we talk about politics, we talk about the media, we talk about journalism, we talk about a thing that he wrote a book about called The Great Reset, which is an ominous partnership between businesses and governments, and it could lead to global fascism and all that stuff. And
well, he's a conspiratorialist
to a certain degree.
Yeah.
To a, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being
a very interesting guy, no matter what.
But you know, all investigative journalism is based on conspiracy theory. It's the abuse of it,
right,
that people like Alex Jones have given it a bad name.
MHinterview.com is where you find Michael's interviews. Check him out. It's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on your side, at your service, if you will.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our appointed and anointed lawyer, is here. Do you ever feel like you've been anointed to something? What do you have been anointed to? Professor Wiseman. I like that.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so in addition to the stories or the ancillary stories that we wrap ourselves around each week when talking about the legalities, and because you're an expert in scams, have the website scamicide.com with the hurricane. Number five, by the way, is the hurricane story on the countdown this week. The charity scams based on the hurricane, the insurance industry. There are home improvement experts who are on the phone to everybody. We can come help your house. Send us $1,000 and our men will be there on Monday. Right? No. No. But they're going on. Plenty of those scams, right?
Yeah, and actually you broke down. There are two major areas of scams that will be coming out of the storms. One that affects more people around the country is charity scams, where people want to, you know, these terrible disasters bring out the best in people as well as the worst in the scammers, and people want to donate to charities, and there are phony charities. But when we talk about first responders, forget about FEMA. The first people who will be on the scene scamming the victims will be the scammers who are pretending to be FEMA people, insurance adjusters, and others. But the big thing is for the charities, even if you're on the do not call list, you can be called by a charity. That's an exception. And whenever you get a phone call, a text message, or an email, you really can't be sure who is actually contacting you. So to give credit card information or anything like that in response is not a wise move. I urge people to go to a website called charitynavigator.org. This website will, first of all, tell you, you can put in the name, is it a real charity? And, of course, it could be someone posing as a real charity, mm-hmm. how to contact that real charity, and then something you and I have both talked about a lot, how much of the money collected by that charity actually goes to the charitable purposes and how much to line their own pockets.
Yep.
So that's the best place to go for if you're considering making a donation. As for the people who are directly affected, it's my motto of trust me, you can't trust anyone. The adjuster who is promising that they're going to get more money and they need an upfront payment, people that are asking, they've got, it looks like a FEMA tag on them, but they want your social security number, or again, they want a payment before they can, process your information. Forget about it. The thing to do is you've got to be skeptical. If anyone contacts you indicating they're from an agency, you're better off contacting the agency itself to confirm.
Yep. Deep fake outs. Okay.
Yep.
One of the things, the Trump story is number four. There's always a Trump story someplace yep. buried in here. And I noticed that there is a trial. Well, there have been a number of trials, but focused on the Oath Keepers. But the sedition trial of the leader of the Oath Keepers will be an interesting thing to watch. It's Stuart Rhodes, who's the head of the Oath Keepers militia group. What do you think comes out of this?
You know, it is very interesting. And the thing is, for most of the trials we've had so far, and most of them actually have been guilty pleas, these have been individuals who were there and responsible. But now you're talking for the first time the investigations are resulting in people who led this as an organized matter. You know, many people felt this was just kind of a demonstration that spontaneously got out of hand. But according to the investigations by the FBI and other law enforcement, you do have groups like this that actually were responsible. The penalties are much more severe, and this is a very, very important trial.
All right, the trial of Alex Jones continues, the talk host sued by the families of Sandy Hook. The lawyers this week claimed that he made millions of dollars from his claims about the massacre. I was trying to put two and two together there, and I wasn't quite sure what sort of advertising, you know, connection came from that. But what do you have to look out for with stuff like that? We've got about 30 seconds.
With that, the big issue is he's already been found guilty because he didn't comply with the court's order. Now they're looking into the money, how much money he has. The profits were made by his show appealed to a certain conspiracy-type group, and he was able to sell them the products that he pushed.
There you go. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with an overview of some of the legal issues this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.